The solar system as we know it has changed. They've taken beloved Pluto away. The they or them and the us versus them scenario are the astronomers who form the International Astronomical Union. The us would be those of us who've cherished sweet Pluto for a lifetime and think it's a downright shame that it's become but a dwarf planet that somehow isn't worth the number 9 slot it's held in my forever. And no, I don't accept the Xena as 10th planet alternative. Pluto was here long before Xena was but a twinkle in an astronomer's eye. Okay, so I'm no outer space scientist, and it's true that I've been known to take cover in a freakish way after seeing a shooting star, which may, come to think of it, be why I feel such emotion for the faraway planet that, in my minimal scientific knowledge, is least likely to affect me directly. But Pluto, I do know the law. And while I don't mean to get your hopes up or anything, I've got one word for you. Estoppel. The argument goes that if something has always been done one way, it would be unfair to allow others to come in and change things. So those who want change should be estopped. Black's Law Dictionary defines estoppel as a bar that prevents one from asserting a claim or right that contradicts what one has said or done before, or what has been legally established as true. Death row inmates have argued in estoppel terms when they've been kept on death row for many, many years. Same with those fighting extradition when they've been here a long time. Long-time employees who've been fired, too. In this case, there's clearly a contradiction against established truth. Take a look at any child solar system model featuring your wiry 9th orbit round the sun and try to tell me that estoppel wouldn't apply. We can also play up the heartbreak. Where's my little Pluto planet, Mom? He was right there in orbit yesterday. But Pluto, remember how I hesitated a bit on the estoppel front? That orbiting thing that makes you a planet might actually prevent legal action. I'll put it bluntly. Your orbit creates a standing problem. To have standing to bring a lawsuit, how do I say this kindly, you've got to stop being so spacey. Okay, maybe we could convince the court that you deserve to be heard. Lawsuits have been brought by rivers, marine life, and birds, but they haven't been terribly successful. More bad news. The Supreme Court recognizes its limits on astronomical knowledge, something about respect for astronomy's brother scientists who speak Greek to the unskilled in science. And I'm sure those highfalutin IAU lawyers would probably play up big time to the jury the fact that you're named after the god of death. Sure, we'll counter with the tear-jerking tale of Percival Lowell, who believed in his heart that you were out there years before Clyde Tombaugh actually found you. At least one court wrote that you're really named after Lowell anyway. But the damage from that whole god of death thing will have been done. The bottom line, Pluto, is that it doesn't look good on the law front. What's doubly sad about all this is that the astronomers' actions took place at Prague, in the shadow of the city's famous astronomical clock. The Institute of Theoretical Physics at Prague's Charles University says that the clock reveals the respectful regard that people of the past felt for heavenly order. Ha! What a different universe we live in now. I'm Amy.